Welcome to day four of the 9-day energy uplevel here on Beyond Chronic Burnout. Hi, I'm Carol Jean Whittington, and I'm your host. I'm your burnout restoration guide. So today I want to dive into a couple different things as we sort of check back in on everybody, because to me, that's really important. I want to know how you're doing. I want to know what's coming through for you. What stands out? Over on Spotify, you can go in the poll section and vote on a poll throughout the process. I'll have one every now and then. There's one for day one. Make sure that if you haven't listened to day one yet, go back, start there. Go download your free 9-day energy uplevel guide so that you can answer some of those questions to get started on your restoration journey. One of the biggest things that stood out in the poll so far was that I'm not sure where to get started. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that, but I want to give you a reminder before we get started today. This is really important. You are the source of your energy. We talked about what energy is. You know, it's not destroyed. It's not created. It flows. It is like water. Think of it like the river. And this is another thing. When we talked about the speed and each section and element of our day has a season to it. So think about how a river flows. Sometimes it's smooth and steady and slow, and it barely looks like it's moving, but it's moving. There's other times where it moves very quickly. You know, it might be rapids. It may be energy flowing so fast, it's sort of, you've got white on the surface, right? You've got those rapids. Your energy is the same in your daily life. Yet our expectation, our belief is that it should be at this high level where we're constantly going, going, going. But you are the source of your energy. And when you can acknowledge it, when you are aware of it, when you begin to become tapped into and really attuning to what your energy is doing right now, then you step into the place of empowered control, of being able to establish those small routines in the beginning. Because those small routines, they get connected, they become part of how you go through your day. And that is where you gain the control over your energy. The path and role you claim in your life as an energy master is the first step. But you have to claim it. I didn't say you had to believe it. I said you had to claim it. The unveiling method is the framework to accelerate your burnout restoration and daily nourishment so that your passions and dreams are the reality you live each day. I live my dreams. I live my passions every day. And I never knew that this was even going to be possible. I hoped, I dreamed it would be nice, but I didn't know it was possible for me. And what's been really amazing is through the process of sharing and kind of, I had to get brave and really get out there. And I said, hey, I figured something out and I want to share it. And it's the unveiling method. And I've had so many clients that have come through that have said, Carol Jean, I want to do this with you. I don't know how it's going to work for me yet, but I want to do this with you. And I want to do it the way that you've learned to do it for yourself and apply that in my life to do it in a way that works for me. And the results have really been mind-blowing. They have been so overwhelmingly exciting for me. It is incredible to see, and I love to be on the journey with each and every one of my clients. It is amazing to not just hear and see and be part of the transformation and part of like the big breakthroughs, the ahas, but also those little moments where it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I took 10 steps back this week. Like nothing feels like I'm energized. I feel overly drained this week in ways that I've maybe this is different. And it's because they're different. They're in a new place. They're recognizing things. So sometimes they're feeling them even bigger. Now, the great thing about the unveiling method is we begin to craft those restoration markers so that on those days where you feel like, oh my gosh, I've just like totally taken 10 steps backward. When we can look at those restoration markers, we can say, you know, actually, I may be having some of this difficulty feeling this way because some things have shifted, but I can catch them. I can be aware of them. I've got some tools and resources to tap into it. And based on my restoration markers, I'm actually doing really well. I'm still holding steady. I'm not actually slipping back. I'm just feeling that way because this is feeling bigger because I'm really aware of it. So I want to share some of the breakthrough highlights that people have been sharing over on Spotify. Thank you so much for you guys that are taking time to share. And hey, I know that a lot of you, like a large population of the podcast, listen over on Apple. And I want to make sure that you know, in the online portal where you sign up to download the guide book for the a 9-day energy up level, I'm going back in and I'm going to add, as soon as I finish recording this, go back in and add, so it's there for you right now, a section where you can hop in and you can share your breakthroughs over there. And if you'd rather share your breakthrough there than on the Spotify app, absolutely, go ahead. And, you know, if it's okay to share it, let me know, you know, hey, you can share this, or, you know, just say, let me know, hey, this is just for you, Carol Jean. And that's totally fine. I want to make sure that I honor everybody and respect everybody in that sense. But, you know, if you share it on Spotify, I'm really, really thankful for that. And I would love to share your highlights here. So day one, Kamara86 said that their breakthrough was, how you do one thing is how you do everything. Energy management is something that needs to be learned, and it's not often taught. Oh my gosh, that is definitely a big one. I'm so excited for your breakthrough. So SAS said engagement from the start was their breakthrough. Gary said the clarity. The clarity was the breakthrough for Gary. Day two, SAS was so great. Showed up day two and shared again and said choosing to relax was their big breakthrough for day two. So, hey, be sure you share your breakthroughs each day. I mean, if you're just joining us, just share those. We're going to keep celebrating. We're going to keep talking about the breakthroughs that everybody's having because that's a big deal. So I do want to talk about something that I'm starting to see. Over the last 3 years, I have done a global burnout research study. And in that, part of what I've done is also look at and frame out what chronic burnout, the different levels of chronic burnout, what they look like, how they feel in our internal experience, what begins to happen so that you can start to recognize. There are several elements that go into that when looking at your burnout level and evaluating where you are on the spicy pepper burnout scale. And it's a scale of 1 to 5, from level 1 being a poblano pepper with just a little bit of heat, all the way up to a ghost pepper level 5, which is when you're so hot, you're not. That's when everything actually begins to shut down. And what I'm seeing right now since January 1st and maybe like the very last week of the year is an uptick in the number of people who are getting a quiz result that is showing they are in a habanero level 4 and a ghost pepper level 5 right now. So if that is you, I want you to know you're not alone, number one. Number two, you're in the right place if you're here today, and I'm so glad that you are. So I want to talk about some of those poll results. And my question on day one, and the poll is open there in the online portal, where you get your guide, as well as over on Spotify. And hey, don't forget, you can actually leave me a voicemail. Nobody has been, I guess, brave enough to leave a voicemail yet. But hey, I really would love to hear your voice and hear your question, hear your breakthrough. Just pop in and say hi. You don't even have to tell me anything. Just say hi. I would love to just to hear from you guys. I don't want to hang out over here by myself. Let's do this together. There's, you know, thousands of people that listen every week and every day, and I want to hear from you. So the poll results from the question that I asked on day one, the question was, what prevents someone from putting their nourishment needs first? What prevents someone from putting their nourishment needs first? So the answers were, I've tried before and it didn't last. That was the number one answer on the board, as the game show used to say. I might make a mistake. That was the most voted for number two. I don't feel ready, and I don't know how. I don't know how was third, and I don't feel ready was fourth. So I want to talk about these a little bit because those are the barriers. Those are the things that I mentioned on day one. You know, when we're looking at why burnout restoration isn't happening, or why things aren't beginning or moving in that direction to get out of burnout, it's not that you don't have the steps. It really isn't. Not that you don't have the steps. I mean, and sometimes it's like, I don't have the steps that make sense to me. And that's absolutely part of the process. But there's so many underlying elements and barriers that are coming up, blocks that begin with what we believe is possible, what we experienced in the past. And I want to talk about this a little bit and break these down. So I'm going to work in reverse here, and I'm going to address sort of the fourth most popular answer, which is, I don't feel ready. And this, oh, I can relate to this one so much. I didn't feel ready for anything. I felt like I was in burnout and I'm not prepared. I didn't have the resources. For me, there was a time in my life where I felt like I had to have all the pieces and I had to feel ready before I could take action. Because if I didn't feel ready, it felt uncomfortable. It felt scary. It felt like anything could happen. And most of the time, my brain went to all the things that could happen that were bad, that weren't the outcome that I wanted. And I had a mentor ask me, what does it mean to feel ready for you? What is that? Define it. And I was like, okay. And I had to like really think about it. What does it mean? And I had to like get granular. I had to make a list. Like, what are the checkbox things that had to happen or be in place for me to feel ready? And then he got really, really hard. And he said, when have you ever felt ready? Oh, never, ever had I ever felt ready. And I had done things anyway. When have you not felt ready and done something? And as you begin the process, you actually gain that feeling of, I'm doing this. I mean, even when I thought I was ready sometimes, I wasn't as ready as maybe I thought I was. And I started the process and I'm like, whoa, okay, I didn't expect this. So the harsh truth, the harsh reality on this one is, no one ever feels ready. Because for us to really feel ready, to feel safe, to feel ready, like we can do something, means that we already have it figured out. Like, we feel like we're not ready unless we know what the outcome is. And the truth is, we never know what the outcome is. But we have the choice and we have control and agency in every step of the way. And it's part of the process. The next one, number three, in our sort of reverse approach to this question is, I don't know how. And in all honesty, I didn't know how to begin this. I really didn't. I didn't feel ready, and I did not know how to begin burnout restoration. And I thought, I'm just going to start with like the one place I feel like I have some control and I can look at some data. And for me, that was, I can control what goes in my mouth. I can observe the data. And what I learned was, and it, through everything that I've done, and this is what, you know, I had a mentor say to me, I've never known how to do anything till I started to do it. Because we can understand something from an intellectual level. Like, I can read about what it's like to ride a bike, but unless I've actually gotten on the bike and tried to ride, I don't know what that's going to be. And you're not going to know how to do this or what works for you. And that's the key right here. In burnout restoration, the how is going to be different for each person. Now, the unveiling method gives you a framework and it gives you a variety of ways to begin testing and trying things out. But how they each work for each individual person is going to be different. And that means you've got to try it. And it means you're not going to know how it's going to work or how to do it until you get in there and start riding the bike. And here's the thing. I'm going to help you put on knee pads, elbow pads, the helmet, the whole thing to try and keep you from really hurting yourself. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to fall off the bike. It's going to be uncomfortable. You might get a little scuffed up along the way, but that is only serving you. That is only helping you. In the long run, in the big picture, we don't learn something without getting in it and doing it, getting a little messy and uncomfortable. Think about anything you've ever done before. How did you learn to ride a bike? How did you learn to swim? All of those things. You didn't know how when you started. You probably didn't feel ready, but you did it. And look, you learned how to do it. The number three response, or sorry, number two, my numbers, I'm all backwards. So the number two response, the second most voted for response was, I might make a mistake. I might make a mistake comes from a whole lot of stuff. And I'll tell you, it's scary because if I make a mistake, then there's all this internal stuff that usually comes up with it that we may not even recognize. If I might make a mistake, then it's going to cost me something. It's going to hurt me if I make a mistake. If I make a mistake, then I'm wrong. I'm doing it wrong. I'm failing. I'm bad. I'm not good enough. And I might make a mistake sometimes goes even deeper, and it's, if I make a mistake, then I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. And yet we go back to that same analogy of, how did you learn to ride a bike? How did you learn to swim? How did you learn to do anything? Number one, you started when you weren't necessarily ready. You didn't know exactly how it was going to go, and you made some mistakes, and that's how you actually learn. And I think one of the biggest belief traps that we are given in our lifetime is that somehow we need to be able to learn things, read them, figure out. Like, I should be able to read how to do this and then just go apply it and not make a mistake. Like, I should be able to flawlessly execute. And that's crazy pants. That's truly crazy pants, because everything I have ever done, if I really looked back and I got really serious and really granular, super, super vulnerable and honest, anytime I really learned anything, anytime I had the biggest breakthrough, the most clarity, the holy crap, I figured this out, it is when I made the biggest mistake. And you know what? I'm still here. I'm still whole. The number one response was, I've tried before and it didn't last. Now, I'm going to be really, really sort of confrontational on this one, in the sense that this may really activate you when I say it. And if it does, probably means pay attention. I've tried before and it didn't last. And that's just the experience. And that's also, did you quit? Did you give up? Did you just get frustrated? Did you get discouraged? Did you say, screw it, this isn't for me, this doesn't work, this isn't going to work for me, I'm not meant to get out of burnout? And this is where I was. And if you're there, please, please just wrap your arms around yourself right now. Just hold yourself for a second and just say, it's going to be okay, because I am already worthy of receiving and being the very best and the thriving person. This is not what is meant for me. I am meant to live in a way that is feeling good, and my passions and my dreams are being lived every day, because it is. And I want to tell you, if you got discouraged, I understand, because I thought that I was just doomed to live in some degree of burnout for the rest of my life. And I'm proving right now, in year four of being burnout free, that it is possible. And I'm now no longer scared that I'm going to fall back into it. I used to be terrified. For the first 2 years, I was so scared. And it's only taken, like, really the last year or two that I've gotten to this place. And if you've tried before and you felt like it didn't last, please don't give up, because you have so much more in front of you. And this is exactly where I want you to be today, here in the 9 days. And we're going to keep going together. And we're going to start the process where you've got more of the how, you've got more of the things that you need to do this, and be able to make mistakes in a way that serves you. Hey, we're 20 minutes or less. Take care, guys. See you tomorrow. Actually, I mean, see you on Monday. We're taking a break for the weekend, this Saturday and Sunday. So be sure that, hey, if you miss something, if you need to go back and listen again, you need to go download the guide so you can do that first day and really kind of dive into those reflection questions. Make sure you get those done. Then, hey, leave me a voicemail. Say, hey, hop over in the online portal. You know, share your breakthroughs. I really want to know. And if you have a question or something specific, send it in. I want to be able to address and answer that because I can guarantee you, you're not the only person asking.